Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Now twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. Each week, we discuss the most important issues for you to take control of your and your family's health, plus top guests at 3:30 and 5:30. Today's no different. The top guest, Diana Nead. Find a Way is the book she wrote. When she arrived on the shore of Key West, well, we'll get to that in a few minutes, on what was so successful in her book, Find a Way. It's really a sensational book, and we'll talk to her at the bottom of the hour. We have the top environmental reports that affect your health with What's Toxic, What's Not with Gary Ginsberg, and the top medical news of the week. Twice again on Saturdays, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7. I don't have the computer connection today, so if you will, we aren't going to be able to answer your questions other than ones you asked in advance, and we do have some of those. The top story, new remote heart monitoring, better at detection of real problems and reduces noise and false alarms. What do we mean? Well, this is a special system that is a remote monitoring in a hospital. It's set up in a hospital, but it's able to be monitored remotely in one center. So four or five hospitals could have it monitored at once. That's just what they did. They set this up, and then they developed a special algorithm, some software program, that allowed them to detect real problems and not false alarms. What did it do for the hospital? Well, it saved a lot of emergencies running to people who didn't need you to run to them, and it cut down on the noise. None of the alarms had to be run in the hospital. They were in a separate room, very different, if you will, an eICU monitoring room that was as many as four or five floors away. Still able to detach and dispatch the nurses and docs to get there in time, but it cut down on the false positives. The second top story, this is a wonderful one. It's a specific brain exercise that decreased dementia 48% in a 10-year study. The study is called ACTIVE. Why is it called ACTIVE? I don't know why it's called ACTIVE, but there is a acronym that names it for the type of cognitive training. I guess it's the study of cognitive training in something or other. But anyway, it's in aging. And what it was is they took around 2,900 people who were on average 73.8 years of age, and they randomly allocated them to one of three treatments, either learning what we call cognition, that is reasoning skills, or speed of processing training, and I'll tell you what that is in a few seconds, or in a control group. And at the end of the 10 years, 72% reduction in injury accidents in the group that got speed of process training. And that's important, a reduction in injury. But even more brilliant, a 48% reduction in dementia with speed of process training. The reasoning training, the memory training, those helped people with memory and reasoning, but didn't cut down on development of dementia, didn't change the accident rate. So, want to decrease your accidents, decrease your risk of dementia? It's the speed of process training. What is it? Well, what it is you see a flash on a screen of either a car or a truck, and at the same time, in one of eight quadrants, you see a Route 66 sign appear, and there are distracting signs that appear as well. You have to identify whether it was a truck or a car, and where the distracting sign, Route 66 sign was, and you get limited time to do it. So it might start at 500 milliseconds, and then it goes up or down depending on whether you get the answers right or wrong. You can see yourself progress as it goes. There's a specific company, I think it's offered an AARP for a $5 increase in your AARP, or you can go to Brain H, more expensive at Brain H. Hours for the year, but you get a whole package of other things to train you as well. Brain A, or again, AARP, I think it's a extra $5. You want the double decision task, the learning task. So that's really what it's called, double decision. You have to make one decision, what you saw, car or truck, and the second decision is where you saw the Route 66 sign. But just 10 hours of training, an hour a week for 10 weeks in year one, and then 2-hour refresher course in month 11, and a 2-hour refresher course in month 35. So just 14 hours of training all these groups had, and by 10 years, a remarkable 48% reduction in dementia and a 78% reduction in injury auto accidents. Big things, big things. So that's one of the, that is the top story. Being overweight ages people's brains, we'll talk about that. As well as long TV viewing. You heard our newscaster talk about long TV viewing increased blood clots. Actually, it's our radio announcer in the news stories. What does it mean for you, and why do I think not only does it mean you should walk around and get up every little bit when you're watching TV, moreover, maybe you should take 2 baby aspirins a day with half a glass of warm water before and after, as that decreases the risk of clotting, both deep vein clotting and pulmonary embolus, which was shown to increase substantially if you watch TV for more than 5 hours in a row. The Lung Association named the most polluted cities both long-term and acutely. That is, who has particulate matter in the summer? It's different a little bit from who has it long-term. And it does tell you the other thing that is interesting is all of America has cleared up their air. We're now about 70% cleaner air than we were in the 1970s. That doesn't even account for the decrease in smoking rates, so your home is also clearer. If on average in America, as we've gone from about a 45% smoking rate in 1970 to about a 15% now. Sweetgreen makes healthy fast food, but can you afford it? What the heck is Sweetgreen? We'll tell you. A bloated belly, hormones can you change to avoid the bloated belly? Aspirin mandatory if you take hormones, we'll cover that too. And why, as I said, our guest at the bottom of the hour, Olympian Diana Nyam, at age 64, and where she swam, the find a way, a key component is find a way to win. We'll talk to her about finding a way to succeed even at age 64 when no one else had. In the second hour, we'll talk about millennials losing a grip. That's right. The grip strength of people between 20 and 30 is really reduced compared to what it was 10 years ago and 20 years ago. What that implies and means. Does it mean they can't shake hands? No, we'll come back to that. The Hot Omega segment, denial is more than a region in Egypt. 75% of U.S. citizens say they eat healthy. It's 2.6% is the actual data. So why are 73% of people thinking they eat healthy when they don't? We'll talk about that. Walk before surgery? You betcha. Because the more you can lower your aging, the better your outcome after surgery. And blood pressure lowering strategy, we'll talk about that too. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay tuned.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers, those who don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics, we sell results. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon on the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient. Natron.com.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've been twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. You know, we've been on Radio MD for about 16 years. In September, we will have our 16th anniversary. But we're going to a podcast-only format. Radio MD is going to a podcast-only format. So we'll now call them by episodes. And if you're listening live on one of the radio stations, ask your radio station if they can cover it. We'll do a special show for your radio station if they want it. But in the meantime, Radio MD, as of September 1st, on our 16th anniversary, will be going to a podcast-only format. So this is episode 797 on the podcasts. So we always have podcasts now. We'll be at 797, and you can hear Diana Nead. Find a Way is the book, the inspiring story of one woman's pursuit of a lifelong dream, in episode 797, and we'll release the podcast at a set time each week. We haven't figured out that time yet. I'll tell you next week when we'll do it. But for her maverick open water performance of the 1970s, Diana Nyad, was known as the world's greatest long-distance swimmer. She still is the greatest long-distance swimmer. For the next 30 years, she's been a prominent sports broadcaster and journalist, filing compelling stories for NPR, ABC's Wide World of Sports, and others. She's a national fitness icon, has written three other books, a talented linguist, and is clearly one of the most powerful and engaging public speakers. And then, at age 64 in 2011, she did something really unique. She decided she wasn't giving up, never give up. Find a Way is the name of her book. And she, in fact, at that age, decided she was going to swim from Cuba to Key West to Florida. And she did it. That's the remarkable story. We'll talk to her about how she did it, how she succeeded, and what it took to succeed. We'll be back with her at the bottom of the hour, but in the meantime, we cover the top medical news stories of the week, the most important issues for you to take control of your and your family's health. I don't have our email or call in today, so if you want to call in and talk to us, you're going to have to call on the line, 844-305-7800. It's toll free, 844-305-7800. In the meantime, let me talk about the story. We talked about the story right before the break about that specific brain exercise game, Speed of Process Learning, where you show two objects on a screen. You have to identify whether it's a car or a truck and where, which quadrant, which of the eight quadrants in the screen the Route 66 sign is on. And you have to do it in shorter and shorter times, and you learn how to do it faster and faster. That's called speed of process training.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. Are you listening? Would you listen if your body said, I have pain and pressure in my abdomen. I feel bloated for no good reason. Or, I get too full too fast. I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause. Or, I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual. These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen, learn the symptoms, and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Our guest, Diana Nyad. The book is Find a Way, the inspiring story of one woman's pursuit. We've had some technical problems and we don't have our guest with us, but it is a sensational book. Her triumph of trying to get from Cuba to the United States and her success in doing that. Diana Nyad, wonderful book, a great book, and I'm sorry we're having technical problems, but I'm going to continue to tell a little bit about her story. The book starts in a wonderful chapter about her being in Cuba on the day Old Havana waving across the sea towards Fairway U.S. shores. The Extreme Dream Team is 35 strong. We are huddled. Closest to me at the center is Bonnie and Candace and Mark and John. They are my lifeline. And it's really a wonderful, wonderfully written book. Telling the story about her, you will want to keep reading it. It's Diana Nyad, Find a Way, the inspiring story of one woman's pursuit of a lifelong dream. She not only was able to succeed in fulfilling the dream that she first started pursuing at age 28, but she did it when she was 64. It's a riveting memoir and a spirited account of how she did exactly that. Los Angeles Times Best Book of the Year, an inspiration, says the Wall Street Journal. Reads like a gripping thriller. I'll agree with that from People Magazine. Let's go back, and I apologize. Apparently, last segment, we had technical problems as well and got discharged, and we may right now, too. So let's see. I'm going to call in and see if we can get heck hooked up.
What I was saying is this book by Diana Nyad, Find a Way is a really both inspirational book, and it really does read like a gripping thriller of how she was able to do this, not at age 28, but at age 64, and what it took, both physically and mentally, to be able to do it. It is a wonderful, wonderful book. And although we've lost our guest, you should not lose this book, because it is a sensational book to inquire about. It really reads extremely well. I'm sorry I had the technical problems that caused us that issue. I should tell you that RadioMD.com is going to a podcast-only format. I don't know if you were able to hear that. So this episode is episode 797. That's right. We've been doing this almost 16 years, and will be episode 800 when we resume to the podcast-only format in September. For those of you who want to, call your radio station, ask them to carry the full program live, and I'll be glad to readjust the schedule to be able to do the full program live, as well as the twice a month podcast. Actually, it's every weekly podcast, and we will release those at the same time every week. The Lung Association story on the most polluted cities, yeah, most of them are in California. That is, if you look at it, the cities with the most pollution are all around Los Angeles. The cities that have the most pollution all the time: Bakersfield, Visalia, Porterville, Hanford, Fresno, Madera, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and El Centro. The cities with the most short-term particles, that is, that increase the same more in the summer. The only cities that were added to that list: Fairbanks, Arkansas. Arkansas, the first time I've seen that, Fairbanks, Arkansas, and the Salt Lake City, Provo, Orem, Utah area. So those two cities, I don't know what it is about the Salt Lake City area. Maybe it is the inability to get a lot of air in the summer, or maybe it is the forest fires in the summer that cause so much pollution around Salt Lake City, Provo, and Orem. That's also the problem at Lake Tahoe now. Lake Tahoe has tremendous air pollution right now. Let's go back to some of the other top stories of the week. We were talking to you about brain functioning and the key in speed of process functioning. So what do we know? We know four things for sure about maintaining cognitive power as you get older. One, that you, as you get older, stress decreases the size of your hippocampus, and physical activity increases it. So you want to learn to manage stress, and you want to do routine physical activity. One other thing, that DHA, that is the active ingredient in fish oil — you don't want any fish oil, because it's only the DHA component. So DHA, omega-3, 900 milligrams of DHA, omega-3 is what you want, rather than just fish oil, because just fish oil, you may not get even 100 milligrams of the active component, DHA. You want 900 milligrams a day of the DHA. And we've learned a fourth thing, and this one has the best data from that active study we talked about in the first little bit. That active study, which shows that doing 10 hours of practice in the first year and 2 hours in month 11 and 2 hours in month 35 as boosters decreased dementia by 48% in 10 years, from going from 73 to 83, and decreased the number of injury auto accidents by 78%. Remarkable data from the active study. Now, some of the other studies we talked about, some of the other data we talked about, were the fact that the obesity seemed to cause the same problems as stress and the same problems as other things that cause cognitive dysfunction, such as the lack of DHA in diet and the lack of speed process training. And that is, obesity was associated with an increased dementia risk starting around age 50. It increased brain shrinkage, which correlates strongly with dementia. Long TV viewing time increases blood clots in the Japanese study. And what do we mean by that? After 5 hours of TV viewing, you increase the blood clots in your deep veins and in your pulmonary arteries, where we have very serious problems, by 2.5-fold, 250%. That's why we think that it's probably if you're going to be, if you will, watching TV for a long time or do that as a habit, you talk to your physician about taking 2 baby aspirin a day with 1/2 a glass of warm water before and after. Sweet green makes healthy fast food, but can you afford it? A bloated belly, what does that mean? And how are hormones playing? And why is aspirin mandatory if you're taking hormones? We'll be right back. And I apologize that we lost our guest and lost a wonderful person for you to hear, Diana Nead. Find a Way, the inspiring story of one woman's pursuit of a lifelong dream, is a wonderful book and a great book, and talks a lot about this inspiring story, and it really is.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to 4-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike, and we've got Jim on the line. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mike, and I hear you lost your guest. And, you know, one thing that popped into my head, and I'll tell you the reason it popped into my head, is I got one bad sunburn the other day, and I was reading this article at the 4 Risky Myths about SPF in sunblock ointments. And let me ask you a question. The higher the SPF, the more time you can spend in the sun. Is that true or false?
Well, it is. The problem is you want to block all of the sun rays. So the higher the SPF, the more you block. It doesn't really mean you should spend more time out in the sun because you get more of the rays. And the sunblock, the SPF, pertains to UVB, so you get UVA despite it. You really want a physical sunblock rather than a chemical one. And a physical one, that is the micronized zinc oxide, blocks the, if you will, UVA and UVB. So if you're using a physical sunblock, that's a correct statement. You should be able to spend more time out.
Reapply this stuff about every 2 hours, too, because your skin absorbs it, and then you lose the protection. Is that right?
That's correct. But again, if you have a chemical one, it isn't longer term. So I really like the physical block of this. It should be micronized. Remember, the shot glass will to cover you, and it's the shot glass will to recover you in that 2 hour period.
And it also says here, too, that if you're really, really smart, instead of wearing those small swimsuits and bathing suits, you should maybe cover you up with some physical covering, like maybe a full bathing suit for a lady, or maybe when a guy's out, maybe have a robe or something to put on, too, when you're out in the sun a lot, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And the more clothing you have, usually the clothing is an SPF. You know, we think that if you put on a sweater or something, or a T-shirt or dungarees, you're getting a lot of protection. It ends up being just about an SPF 6 from clothing. So you need more than one layer of clothing, and you really need sunblock under that, if you will, if you're going to be spending more time out in the sun.
I really have to apologize to you for telling you that I went out and I got one bad sunburn the other day. I was out all day and I had a tank top on and my arms got really kind of cooked. So now I'm covering myself up with aloe lotion, which is about the best thing to moisturize your skin and kind of prevent the damage. And well, the damage is already done, but kind of keep it from hurting so much and peeling and drying out too quickly.
Well, I'm glad I'm glad you used something. Diane and I, I don't know if you read her book at all. Anyway, I read anything about it. This is Pursuit of Dream. That's the subtitle of the book. But it is really a wonderful, wonderful book, Jim. And because it really...
From Cuba to the Keys. I just can't imagine it. Even when I was 20 years old, I couldn't imagine it. I lost you, Mike.
The marathon swimming in the Olympics, as well as a whole bunch on her book, but it really is a tremendous, inspiring story. She did it when she was 16. There's hope for us old guys.
You said it, us old guys, Mike. I'd have an awful time doing that right now. She says, find a way. Boy, I'll tell you what, I take me a long time to find a way these days, I think. I imagine there was a way to do it when I was a little bit younger, but I'm not sure about now. I'd have to have a long talk with her to do something like that.
Remember, she's the only one who has ever done this. I think she's still the only one who's ever done this. She's clearly the only one who has done it without a shark cage around as a cage to prevent the sharks and other things from deciding that you're a fair game, or even the man-o-war, if you will, which I think she did take several man-o-war fights during her, I guess they're called Portuguese man-o-war fights during her trip from Cuba to the United States. But people are going to have to get this book, Diana Nyad.
Diana Nyad, Find a Way. Yeah,
right.
That's, I'm looking at it right now here online.
Yes, you are.
Here on 9, and some of the comments here I find inspiring from Good Morning America. Nyad is intelligent, persuasive, the lady shall prevail, says the Publisher Weekly. Astonishing was the comment by Houston Chronicle. This book is an inspiration. The Wall Street Journal reads like a gripping thriller. Nyad is a living proof that, as she says, you can live out your dreams if you refuse to ever give up. That's from People Magazine. So I'll tell you what, when you get those kind of comments, you must have a real good book on the market.
Well, and it reads incredibly well, so I am sorry we did not get her, and I'm sorry that this is only, you know, in 16 years, 797 episodes, this is only the second guest we have failed to have on, and as I remember it, the first one was the technical problems on that person's end with their cell phone connection. So I apologize to our audience, but you should still read this book.
You've had 16 years of great programming, Mike, and one or two little glitches in 16 years is an amazing record. And I know I was with you for 5 years of those 16 years, and I enjoyed every minute of it. So I guess the people can forgive you for two times out of 16 years.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some very important issues. Weak hands, weak body, millennials lose the grip. Why are millennials losing their grip strength, and what does it say? And why do 75% of us in the United States think we're eating healthy when, in fact, by the diet standards, less than 3% of us are doing so? What does that mean? Are we just denying, or do we not know the information? We'll talk about the headaches that won't go away, and what you should do. Walking before surgery, why that's so important, and trying to make yourself younger as well. And we'll also talk about exercise, easing hot flashes.
It's Erica Spiegelman, host of Rewired Radio on Radio MD. My book, Rewired, provides a holistic, personalized treatment plan for addiction and an effective wellness plan for anyone who wants to make positive changes and end self-damaging behavior. In Rewired, we'll navigate addiction and all of life's challenges. Discover why Rewired gets 5-star reviews and has been called a breakthrough approach to addiction recovery and wellness. Order your copy of Rewired by me, Erica Spiegelman, at Amazon.com.
Patients can get serious infections while receiving medical treatment in a healthcare facility. These healthcare-associated infections, or HAIs, are often caused by antibiotic-resistant germs, which can lead to sepsis or death. Significant progress has been made in preventing HAIs, but more work is needed. Clinicians are key to preventing antibiotic-resistant infections, which can be difficult or even impossible to treat. Protect every patient every time by following a combination of infection control efforts and improving antibiotic use. Healthcare providers need to follow infection prevention recommendations for surgery and placement of a catheter, and always take steps, including regular hand hygiene, to prevent the spread of bacteria. Improved antibiotic use will also help prevent the emergence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized